But you say you can go safely in and out of it, I asked him.
Yes, there are a few paths, and I have found them. The low hills you can see are like islands surrounded by the marsh. That is where I can find the unusual plants and butterflies. And that's why I found my way through the marsh.
I shall try my luck one day, I said. He looked at me in surprise.
Please don't try, he said. You would never return alive, and it would be my fault.
Listen, I said.
What is that?
A long, low cry, very deep and very sad, came over the moor. It filled the whole air. Then it died away.
What is it? I asked, with a cold fear in my heart.
Stapleton had a strange look on his face.
The people say it's the hound of the Baskervilles, which is calling for something to hunt and kill. I've heard it once or twice before, but never so loud.
You are a man of science, I said. You don't believe that, do you? Isn't there a natural explanation for the sound?
A marsh makes strange noises sometimes. It is the water and the wet ground moving.
But that was the voice of a living creature, I said.
Well, perhaps it was. There are some very unusual birds on the moors. It was most probably the cry of one of those.
At that moment a small butterfly flew across the path in front of us.
"Excuse me, Dr. Watson,"
shouted Stapleton, and ran off to try to catch the butterfly. He ran quickly and followed the butterfly onto the marsh, but he knew exactly where he could go and was not in any danger.